like I said, the compliments stop here. Because if I don't like these salsas, I'm going to let you know.
Please do.
I'm a dipper or a dunker. Whatever you want, bro. Can I do that?
Wait, too hard, too fast.
This is too hard, too fast. Like, I don't know if it's going to be spicy, but I'm going to do it all.
Because you're already in chilo.
I'm all sweating already. My armpits. Dude, you know what? This one's a sneaky one. It's hitting me right now. It's hitting me. While you were describing that, my mouth was saying, dude, you're on fire. I might be getting a little bit of a buzz, too, just from how spicy this is.
That's so funny. Izzy's Red Dizzy. That's what we call him.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's a good name. Well, let's get dizzy.
That one's hot.
That one's hot. I went too hard too fast on that dip. I'm going to tough it out, man. Dude, that guy's coming back. I don't know if that makes any sense. My mind is on fire right now. Dude, that is spicy.
I might be getting a little bit of a buzz, too, just from how spicy this is. Dude, I'm sweating.
Hey, welcome to Too Hard, Too Fast podcast. In this episode, we're joined by Rev Ray. Rev is actually back for the second time. The last time we saw him, he was with Gio from Tarasco Tropical, and their song Cucara Macara had just dropped. Yeah. A lot has happened since then. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into these little devils right here. I'm excited about Rev's new salsa. You call it, what is it, Rev Ray's?
Rev Ray's Creamy Jalapeno Salsa. Creamy. That's the bread and butter.
Yeah, but I like it chunky.
I got the chunky.
All right, good. Because, I'm a little chunky. So.
Oh, well. Well, if you're chunky, then I'm really chunky.
Good. So I'm excited to try that. You said they go from mild to hot?
Well,
or from hot to hotter?
Hot to hotter. All right, there is a mild jalapeno one that I do make.
Yeah.
That one's special. Like the special order. That,
yeah, but we're going to go too hard.
We're going to call it El Wimpy.
El Wimpy.
Yeah, eventually.
Totally. Well, I like the Wimpy. Okay, hold on. But we're going to talk about these salsas. We're going to do some taste testing. We're going to talk about what else is going on with Rev Ray, his music. And you know what? If these salsas are any... We're close to how his music is. I know they're going to be awesome.
Awesome. So, thank you.
Let's sit back, buckle up. Let's go too hard, too fast. Hey.
Hey, this is Rev Ray coming at you with Rev Ray's Creamy Jalapeno Salsa and friends. We're going too hard, too fast.
I'm out of breath, Rev.
You better catch it. You're going too fast,
Rev. I am. I went a little too hard, too fast on that intro. No, but Rev, I'm excited to be here with you. I know we've been trying to get this together for a while, but you know what? We made it work.
Yeah, we're definitely here. Yeah.
Before we get into the salsas, I know we should try them before they get too warm or too cold.
Oh, no worries, bro.
No worries.
Yeah, they're okay. Yours.
Perfect. So before we get into that, I do want to talk about the music. Okay. So last time we hung out, you had just dropped Cucara Macara, which I've been jamming that out in all the barbecues. That's on the playlist. That's on the playlist. But now, since then, well, that Cucara Macara got you nominated for. And correct me if I'm wrong, like the Tejano Music Awards or Tejano?
Premios Tejano Mundial, yes.
Is that different than Tejano Music Awards?
Oh, yeah.
Premios Tejano Mundial.
Yes.
Perfect. So that's pretty cool, man. How was that?
It was awesome, bro. I enjoyed being there. It was an experience, man.
Yeah.
It was an experience. I'd love to do it all over again. We were up for, I was up for Entertainer of the Year. And the other one was Collaboration of the Year. And it was pretty cool, man.
It was the collaboration between you and me and the episode we did.
There you go. That's what it was.
Hey, I didn't get my invite. Shelly, I'm talking to you. No, I'm just kidding. Don't beat me up, Shelly. No, that's awesome, man. First time?
Yeah, first time. The experience is great.
Yeah.
I don't want to say exposure, but. I guess that's what you call that. It was just to meet all the Tejano stars, bro. Countless. It was so many. It was awesome.
Cool. If you could name one Tejano star then.
One Tejano? Yeah, shit, like, Gato Negro, bro. Ruben Ramos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know why I was thinking Bobby Pulido.
Well, Bobby Pulido for sure. I mean, you already know.
Yeah.
Me desvele. But George Rivas from the Royal Jesters and, you know, he, the original Latin breed, bro. That was really cool. Rick Valderrama. Who else was out there? El Gallo Dez. Shout out to El Gallo Dez. Shelly Lattis. She, a Lifetime Achievement Award.
That was, yeah.
That's awesome. So I think Gallo won New Artist of the Year. So that was really cool. Gabriela Martinez. You name it, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you know, El Gallo's cool and all, but he's not here right now. You are. No, I'm just kidding. También El Gallo, he's a friend.
Yeah.
But no, the what I really liked about all that is, like, growing up, these are the people that we kind of grew up with, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, every carne asada, you got Bobby Pulido playing, Shelly Lattis,
you already know,
you know, all these Tejano big times, and yeah, now you're rubbing elbows with them.
Yeah, yeah,
more than that, shaking hands, having conversations.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. God is good, man. That's all I owe it to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He has me where he wants me, so. And it's beautiful. All of them are welcoming and inviting. And
were you nervous?
Yeah, bro. Try not to what do you call it? Fangirl. And
yeah.
But you know, you try to stay composed. But at the end of the day, bro, it's just so cool to be around them. You know.
Yeah.
And you know, like I was telling you earlier, they all put on their pants the same way. You know, and we forget to think about those things. You know what I mean? But. They're so awesome. They're just people like you and I, man.
Yeah.
You know, they have great personalities. You know, sure they have character defects too. I'm just
maybe
saying.
I don't know. You know, there's a story where, well, from my hometown in Eagle Pass, supposedly that's where Bobby Pulido's from or lived, and supposedly I never confirmed it, but. Apparently, he lived down the street from me for a good while.
Really?
I don't know for sure, but that's the story. And then one of my friends, well, a few of my friends, but one is like dead set that his daughter we were in the same class together, like some science class for like the first 2 weeks of school. And then she went homeschooled or she moved to a different. But there was only one high school at the time.
Oh, okay. So,
that's possible.
It's a possibility.
Who knows? I never fact check it, and you know what? Too hard, too fast. We don't check facts, but but I like to think. I would hope that story is true. I don't know why I never like saw him or whatever. But you know, that's the story that he lived right down the street from me, and also his daughter went to school for like 2 weeks in high school at least.
Well, Bobby, will you please let us know?
Yeah, who knows?
Make it a good fact for the Too Hard Too Fast podcast.
Or somebody fact check it. I could be wrong, but I hope I'm not. But that brings me back to like how cool, like just seeing you joining that group of people. It's like, dang, I know this guy. He's like, he's working hard like to get to their level. And here you are, man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure like, you know, they're getting their lifetime achievements and you're working towards your lifetime, but
yeah, I am. Those are goals, right?
Yeah.
But I always tell every baby steps. I'm crawling, man. Everything I do, I tend to crawl. I used to be, what my wife calls it, atrevado.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just always wanting to get it, and I'm more on the taking it easy, laid back, one day at a time.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at now. You know what I mean? I think that's the only reason why. We're getting somewhere, you know.
Do you ever get like that? Any like that frustration of why, like knowing that you're supposed to crawl before you can run, or even before you can walk, and before you can run, but do you get that frustration level of like why isn't it going faster? Why can I get there faster?
I have for a long time in my life, and it seemed to get me nowhere. So I've learned to just let go, let God, and just stay out of control of things, you know. Sometimes I tend to jump back into those ways and want to take the reins, but that only makes me anxious, bro. So I've just been going, chilling. Truthfully, you know I'm a believer, so I always put God first.
Yeah.
My family second, wife and kid, right? And everything else after that, bro. You know, and that's how I've been doing it. And it seems to be going in the direction that I wanted to go. Yeah. Or the direction he wanted to go, right? But I'm with it.
Let's
do it.
That's your goal too.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you find yourself reeling it back? Like,
I'll be honest with you. There's times where I don't want to do this.
Or don't be honest with me.
Imagine. No, just I don't always want to do this. I'll be honest. I didn't want to go to the fanfare on Friday. It was it's getting there.
Yeah,
we're talking about there, parking, all that, right? But when you're there, oh my God, you're there, bro.
Yeah,
and it's awesome, right? But sometimes I just want to stay home and just hang out and not do anything, you know, and just kick it. And but I also get these opportunities, and I'm like, come on, we got to do this. You know, you've been wanting this so long. Let's go.
Yeah.
Right. So too hard, too fast.
I think it doesn't. We were off camera, you know, setting up. We were kind of talking about that, because I was telling you that I was a little jealous seeing your videos, and I was like, man, I could be there, but I'm not, and I'm not even gonna make an effort to. But and then I feel bad because I know some of these people that are there, but it's not, and it's not even that I don't want to go support or whatever. It's like, honestly, I don't know what it is. It's not laziness. It's partly laziness, yeah. But it's like, I don't know. Maybe somebody knows what this is, but it's like almost feeling like I don't belong. Like I want to be there, but I don't.
Well, we were talking earlier, right? And the guy that told me, you just got to go out and get it. And it's weird. I met him at the Premios, right? And I've heard it before from many other people in life, right?
Yeah.
But I see this guy, and I never met him. His name's Ricky Versetti. Mm. He's an awesome artist, bro. And he's doing big things too. He was a runner-up for those awards that I was runner-up for, right?
Yeah.
And let me rephrase that. For Gio and I, were both involved in the runnings for that, for those awards. But he got in line with me, bro. We got a soda together. You know, everyone's having their drinks. I don't drink. You know, I'm in recovery 2.5 years, 9 months.
Nice.
And we were sitting there. And he's like, I'll take a Coke, bro. I don't really drink much. I was like, oh, that's what's up, bro. So we started chopping it up. I said, like, how'd you meet all these guys? Because he was talking to everybody, too. He said, bro, I just walk up to him. And I was like, what? He said, bro, they put on their pants just like you do. And that was all it took, bro.
Yeah.
To start walking up to some of these stars, too. And they walked up to you. You know what I mean? And they were saying, hey, how you doing, Rev? And, oh, wow. Well, how are you doing? You
know? No, how you doing?
Right? You know? And taking pictures, giving you phone numbers versus hit me up on the gram or whatever. But no, yeah. Here's my phone number. Call me. You know? Sweet. And they're so awesome. You know what I mean? And he said it best. They put on their pants just like you do, man. Just go out and get it. If you want it, go out and get it. And that's how it was.
I think I definitely get nervous, but to me, like, people that I really admire, but not nervous, like, I you're better than me, but nervous, like, I want you to be better than me. Because I see you like this, and I need you to meet that expectation. But even then, like, that's not even a worry, like, or that's not why I wouldn't go somewhere. I can't, this is funny. I have a podcast where all I do is talk. But I can't start a conversation with people. I can carry one.
I was like, you can't initiate a conversation.
No, I can carry one, but I can't just go up to someone and be like, hey, Rev, I haven't seen you in a while.
Would you say you're an introvert?
I don't know.
But you're not?
But not, yeah, because like, I like the attention.
Because I have conversations with you, and you don't come off as one, but you also come off as like more passive, just kind of chill first. But then you hit the ground running, bro, and you got jokes for days.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to describe myself.
He's confused.
I'm confused. I don't know what I am. I'm sure that's a word for it on the internet.
I am what I am.
I am what I is. But yeah, I don't know what it is. But it's definitely that you put me in a spot, and I won't want that attention. But if I put myself in that spot, I'm gonna crave and I'm gonna get that attention. But also, I can't start a conversation, but I can carry one.
Right.
Yeah. So I wouldn't want to just go up to a you know, a random artist and be like, hey.
I understand that too. Like, they're in their space.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to be bothered? Like, so I'll tell you something. I've never been, like, I went to Lynn's Buffet recently, and it was actually the day of the Premios Mundial Awards. And I went to go eat there solo. My wife was doing her thing, and I was just, well, I'm going to go out there, right? I went out to eat before I went out there. And the waiter, he knew who I was, bro. And I was shocked. I was completely shocked. Hey, man, I see you on Instagram. I follow you. What? Yeah, I love your music. Cucaramacara. Like, he called it out. And I was like, what? Youngster, bro. I shout out to his name's Rick. He's a waiter at a Lynn's Buffet off of Shane Field and 1604. But now you know where I am. But
hey, what do they serve at Lynn's Buffet?
It's Chinese food.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I was thinking,
yeah,
but I wasn't.
It's pretty good. I dig it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I do. But it was just, it was funny to get that
all junk. I was you're talking about something else, and I'm like, what do they serve there?
As I have sushi in my mouth, and he's asking, "Yo, no, bro, that's me." I'll tell you, bro. It was an experience. You know, not only the food was an experience because I love it, but the fact that he knew who I was, man. And now that I go there, like I go back there, like we went recently with my family, with my wife and my kid, and
oh, he's here.
He comes out of the. And they all start coming to say hi, and I'm like, oh my god.
Damn, that's bad.
I'm just eating here, guys. No, it wasn't. I totally understand what you're saying. Like, how do you want to go up to somebody and bother them? Mm. I didn't feel bothered. It was just different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But imagine if you were bothered all the time where you couldn't do that.
You and couldn't just live life.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And maybe sometimes that's how they feel. So maybe I see what you're saying. I see to your standpoint.
I can get that. Yeah. I can get, but I also want that picture and that autograph.
Yeah, like, you know? Why not? Go get it, bro.
Yeah. They put their pens on the same way, but sign this for me. Nah, that's just an experience. It's an awesome experience to get to. But since then also you've put out some great music. So, like I said, Cucaramacara has been on my playlist for every barbecue, but now the new one that's on there is One More Shot. Dude, it's way different than Cucaramacara. It's in English,
yeah,
and it's got like a country feel, like a soulful. So all your music, your voice is very soulful.
Thanks.
It's very soulful. I'm heavy breathing into this mic just thinking about it. But no, it's because I went down to fix the mic levels, and I got a cramp.
It's just sit-ups, bro. Crunches.
Crunches. But no, that it's completely different. Well, your music is very soulful. Your voice is very soulful. But your music, it seems to vary. Like the One More Shot is English, country feel. But then you also have Llévame. And that one's back to Spanish, but it's more like, it's even more like, oh man, I don't want to say soulful again because I already said that, but like
an R&B.
Yeah. But like Spanish R&B.
That's what we did. That was the whole.
I'm thinking of, I know I grew up with like listening to somebody like that. And I can't think of the name of the person, but it almost has that sound. And I don't want to compare you because I hate being compared to anybody. But it kind of just took me back. No, but I can't remember the name.
But compare me.
No, but because you're also, it's different.
Yeah.
It's different. And it's different in a good way. Because it's not just like, you know, like everybody starts off imitating somebody else. Like even the podcast, like I started off imitating the people that I listen to for podcasts. And then I'm slowly finding my own way. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of artists do that, but they don't want, because then they're stuck and they're placed in that same category and they don't want to be. And I don't want to speak for you, but that's why I'm very careful. Like when I talk to artists, like I don't want to compare them because I know they're trying to be their own name.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. But that's what we did with this, with Llévame. But there is a story to One More Shot, man. That was written a long time ago.
Yeah.
I just put it out. I don't.
Which I was surprised because, like you said earlier, you're in recovery.
Yeah.
So when I saw that, I was like, dang, bro. Like, I wonder if he tapped into something to go back into that place. But
no, I had been debating to put it out. I do have a story about that song. It was written by a friend of mine. If you want to go into it, I'm
yeah, man. Okay.
So Curtis Platt is he's you can find him on Instagram for Poems from a Cell. I don't want to share too much of his story, but he was in tier for a while. He went to college. You know what I mean? And
okay, I get it. It took me a little bit, but I get it.
Before that, School of Hard Knocks.
You know what I
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before that, though, we used to tear up the town, bro. You know what I mean? And, man, he's an amazing lyricist. An amazing poetic man. And he wrote this song just as, you know, for shits and giggles, man. And we're there... And he wrote this song, One More Shot. And we sat down and we wrote some music to it, you know. We put some music behind it. And it became a thing. Greg Galindo got on the guitar. Joe Miraglio from... they were the Dueling Pianos back in when Howl at the Moon was around. Mm-hmm. I think it's Halcyon now, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called now. But, yeah, they were the Dual... What piano? What?
Yeah, Dueling Pianos.
Yeah, yeah. Dueling Pianos.
I know Howl at the Moon, but I didn't even know they changed to something else.
Yeah, yeah. So those two artists, they got on it, you know, with us, and we just knocked it out. And we recorded it, and we never did anything with it. I just had it there in the bank, and I was like, eh. Well, when he got,
can I ask you why? Like, why didn't you do anything with it?
I didn't know all the ropes. Legit, it had to have been. Man, 6 years ago?
Really?
We wrote it?
Dude, that sounds like something from today.
We just, it's got that Latin, like Los Lonely Boys feel.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's what we were kind of going with. And it was really just about, I mean, you know what the song's about. It's not just about drinking. It's about the woman.
Yeah.
In the whole song, you know? Taking her home. That was a life I lived, bro, for a very long time.
Yeah.
Like most of us, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I definitely, like, I gravitated to her, or I connected with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in two ways, you know, like, nowadays I don't really, like, you know, partake. I don't get that drink anymore as much.
Yeah.
But when I first heard it, I was like, I got the first feel, like, oh, the girl. But then my head was like, oh, man, I could go for some drink right now. Like, I could go for a little drink.
It does remind you one more shot of tequila throughout the whole
song. Yeah, the whole song, like, ooh, I could go for a little drink. And I was like, nah, I'm all right. So then I would go back to, like, thinking about, you know, the girl. And it's like, oh, taking the girl home, or, you know, making it last for longer, that moment.
Yeah, yeah, like seductiveness, you know what I mean? He fell for her for the night, I guess you could say, you know what I mean? It was just that kind of jam, man. And it went, I mean, it seems to be doing good, you know. I just wanted to put it out there. And I debated. I talked to my wife a lot about it. I said, should I put it out there? I don't drink no more. You know, I've been sober for quite some time. Like, I just feel like I should be putting it out there. And she was like, think about it. I said, it's just a song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I know who I am. I don't want people to think that I'm writing a song. And you said, I thought he fell back. I thought he went, you know, no.
But no, I didn't think you fell back into like drinking. You
tapped into something else.
Yeah, like you got, like, were you like,
excuse me.
Like I almost thought that maybe you were getting the itch to drink, and you're like, oh, and then, you know, this song came out of that itch. But
well, I put it out because my boy got out of the School of Hard Knocks, man, and it was homage.
Mm,
I was paying homage to him, man. You know, like, hey, bro, here's a little gift. You wrote this a long time ago. I put it together, and here we are.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? He has credit on it. You know what I mean? Like, if we get some kind of residual income, hey, Curtis, that's you, bro.
That's awesome. What I mean? Yeah.
So shout out to Curtis Platt, Poems from a Cell. Check him out on his Instagram, guys. It's awesome.
Your songs, the way they are, they just seem to capture me. I hope other people too. Like, obviously, it's capturing people. And I really admire, like I said, you really have, like, a really good soulful sound, and I don't want to just, like, turn this into, like, just compliment party.
No. I
want to make sure that I do let you know, like, this is, like, you have good stuff.
I receive that, bro. Thank you so much. I really appreciate things like that. I know that I do it mainly for me, right? Like, yeah. I know what I love to do, but I also want the fan to like what they hear.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, that's what's going to get me somewhere, you know. And if you like it, man, I'll put more stuff out like that. Like, yep.
But now, let's get into these salsas. So, like I said, the compliments stop here, because if I don't like these salsas, I'm going to let you know.
Please do.
No, I'm sure I will, but I'll be brutally honest. And I haven't tried them at all.
That's what we need, bro. We need brutal honesty. Yeah, I love it. I'm about brutal honesty, bro.
Yeah? Okay, mm-hmm. Well, don't hit me, though. Nah. I'll be hit twice, one by the salsa and one by you. I haven't tasted these for people that are watching. If you're not watching, if you're listening, we have some four different salsas, one hotter, the other, and it just get even hotter. I wanted to make sure that, you know, I didn't taste any of this until we were on camera, so you can get the pure reaction.
Okay. Yeah, I dig that.
Yeah.
I tried them all.
Yeah. I would hope so. It just makes me go blind. No. This is so cool. But before that, like, why did you start dabbling into the salsa business?
Okay, so that's a cool question, man. COVID. Before, right around the time when I was gonna get married, my lease had ended up, and I got my fiance at the time. Right, we ended up getting married, and COVID was around that time. And it was 2020.
Yeah,
and it was I was bored, man, and well, I couldn't go get the salsa that I liked. And it was that food, that taco food truck outside of Livewire where Hard Bodies was, right there on St. Mary's, you know?
Yeah.
And that salsa.
You go pay what you get, go pay that taco truck with $2 bills.
Bro, you already know. And then they give you little bolsitas of salsa.
Just sweaty chones, $2 bills.
Chinos.
If nobody knows, if you're not from San Antonio, there's Hard Bodies place. I don't know why, but. You know, the girls or, you know, whoever went, you would tip or give the money. Instead of dollar bills, it was $2 bills.
Really?
Yeah, you know? What I'm saying.
So I've never been to Hard Bodies. The taco truck was in front of Hard Bodies.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never been to Hard Bodies.
I played across the street at Handros and Limelight. Limelight. Yeah, did I say LimeWire?
You said LimeWire, and I went with it. Well, you know what I was thinking? LimeWire.
LimeWire.
That's what I was thinking of.
I always get, it's Limelight, the Limelight. Now it's Slackers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But they have, I forgot the name of the food truck, but man, bro.
It's still there, you know?
It's still there, bro.
Really?
Still, they even have a restaurant now.
Okay.
They're great.
What's their name, bro?
I don't remember.
Oh, pues ni modo.
Pero eran los tacos de la noche.
Nice.
Yeah, eso sí.
Bueno, I never went to Hard Bodies either, but I have friends that went to Hard Bodies. And I would always tell them, like, bring me those $2 bills, vato, or vatas. You know, but anyway, that's why I know.
Too, right?
Yeah, whoever. Just bring me those $2 bills. but yeah, I still have a few. Like, they're tucked in my sock drawer.
Why the sock drawer?
I don't know, man, because I feel like that's where they go. It's just like, at the time, I felt like you never see $2 bills.
Yeah.
And probably now even less, but that's why they're nice and safe.
Yeah,
I think I probably got about $8
worth. I'll start putting my money in the sock drawer. I don't know.
Nobody wants to go through my socks. That's why. I got stinky feet. sorry. I digress. Okay.
Too hard, too fast.
So you started dabbling into salsas during COVID because you couldn't get your salsa.
I started making the salsa. And, bro, I gave up. I couldn't make it how I wanted it. So I stopped. And then I was watching, I think my wife and I were watching Messiah. That's when COVID was around.
Mm.
And we're sitting there and I was like, I had a thought. I was like, what if I do this? Went back to the kitchen, dabbled into some more of the recipe, and lo and behold, it was good. And I was like, I'm onto something. So I passed it out to the people in the apartments, you know, that we were at. And, you know, it's COVID. But they're wanting something too. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Oh, you got salsas? Yeah, bro.
Yeah, so, man.
I shared with the neighbors, and it was like crack, man. They were coming back and asking if I had more. And I was like, well, I can make some more. And they always asked for the salsa once COVID went away. Not that it went away, but, you know, we were able to go out into the world again. The neighbors were always asking for the salsa. Hey, man, that's good stuff. Hey, man, you should sell that. And then I was like, why not?
Yeah.
So I started selling it. And man, it sells, bro. People want it back, so I started making more. Now these other recipes are my suegras.
So you started with this original one.
That's the original.
That's the original. Mm-hmm. Jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
Okay.
And then my suegra, she makes some amazing salsas, bro. So I said, hey, you willing to give up the recipes? She's like, go ahead, mijo. And yeah. So we got Rev Rich Creamy Jalapeno Salsa. We got La Tatemada Maciza, which is a chunky roasted. Yeah. And then that one's Serrano, Creamy Serrano. Mm. And the last one is Chile de Árbol.
Árbol. This is the one you told me earlier, and I was like, tree?
That one's called
what you mean, tree?
Dizzy's Red Dizzy. And they all have their names. So there's another one that's missing that wasn't made. That one's Chayo's Homemade Salsa. It's like the one that anyone that has salsa, it's the original home salsa that it always has, the green one.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I was like, nah, let's just do these. Okay. Pa que prueben.
Yeah. When you said they started selling, like, who were you selling? Like, just your friends first, and then, like, where just spread out?
Actually, we did a pop-up market at City Church. Shout out to City Church, my City Church people. And I bought these special chips. I call them special chips, tortilla chips. Mm. Not these right here. Sorry, EGB. But Walmart makes their own chips. I don't know if you've seen them. They're in the actual, like, where they have the little restaurant. Not the restaurant, yeah. But where they sell, like, the little finger foods.
I don't know if this makes me weird, but I don't buy groceries at Walmart.
I don't either.
It makes me feel like it's
voodoo. It's betrayal to...
Yes, or betrayal it's like, to yeah, it's not right. You know? It's not okay. It's not real food. I don't know what it is.
So I'll be honest with you. I am not going to talk bad about Walmart.
No.
For the simple fact that... I love their powdered donuts, bro. But that's for another yeah. time.
Oh, I'll buy chips, like stuff that like you can buy like at a gas station too. Like I'll buy it from Walmart.
Or HEB 100%.
Yeah.
But the those chips, they do something. So I bought those chips, and I bought the little sampler, like those little bottles to throw the chile on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And people were walking around, and I got the little sign right here in the back, and we just popped up, bro. And that's all it was. Just jars of salsa. The chips and a little tester. They get it, they try it, and they leave, bro. And I was like, no se va a vender. No se va a vender aquí. Okay, whatever. It's all good. No worries. We're here. We're doing it. I made 30 jars. Bro, they would taste it, leave, walk around the market, and you'd see them come right back. They'd come right back, and then they'd ask for... They'd ask for the jars, bro. They say, how many jars? How much are for the jars? I said, $10. $10? They'd give me that.
Oh, they try to haggle. Say,
like, yeah. That's how it started. And then, little by little.
Did you like have to haggle with them for real?
Or no. Did you ban? I didn't haggle with them at all.
All right, so let's try it out. Let's go. Let's start from hot to hotter.
Yeah, let's go.
How are we going to do this? Oh, for those people that like that ASMR kind of stuff, there's going to be some of it going on right now. But if you don't like that eating thing, ni modo, just deal with it.
Oh, yeah, paper.
I'm a dipper or a dunker. Kind of these are mine too.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, here we go.
You gotta throw it. Too hard, too fast.
This is too hard, too fast. Like I don't know if it's gonna be spicy, but I'm gonna do it all. Dude, the flavor hits quick, and then slowly that heat comes in, but it's not overbearing. Like it's not like a heat where I'm gonna like. Like this would like I think my son would eat it.
So that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, like it's good flavor. He'd be like, okay, that's because he likes spice.
Does he?
Just not crazy spice, but he likes a little bit of pica.
That's good.
And
that's
this got
good.
It.
Oh, good. Yeah,
and that's the original.
That's the OG. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I like that. I don't know what else like I can. I'm not a person that can like distinct flavors from it.
Oh, like take out what it is.
Yeah.
Well, it stands by its name for sure.
Well, jalapenos.
Definitely jalapeno.
Yeah. Definitely. Don't give the recipe to people, right?
No, not even. see, everyone asks you for the secret ingredient, and it's easy. It's love, bro.
It's love. I mean, and a little bit of anger for the heat.
No, bro. I let the peppers do their thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't speak to them.
No. There's a certain way to not pick your peppers. Everyone's like, oh, you got to pick these. No. There's a certain way to get these peppers to a certain spice, and you don't necessarily have to pick them a certain way.
Yeah, man. Like, it's good stuff. Like, it's the flavor's there. It's one of those like flavors that just reminds you of either home or like a really good restaurant that you go to. And it's like, oh, give me that green salsa you have.
Yeah, let me have the
creamy. You used to have the green salsa?
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But then the heat gets you. But not like bad. Like, it's a good heat.
Yeah, all right.
Let's try the next
one. Let's go on to the next one. This one's La Tatemada Maciza, the roasted chunky. He's getting his drink.
Okay. No, I'm trying to clean the palate. It's probably not the best to do it with a Coke, but. That's the La Chunky. Too much?
You can never have too much, bro. Yeah.
Dude, I think this is already better than that.
All right.
Because there's like a smokiness, like a grilledness to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, definitely it's roasted for sure.
Roasted, that's the word. It's open. No. But yeah, like
you can,
but that's what I like. I like salsas like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I mean, this is great too, dude. I don't have a lot of kick
heat,
to that.
No heat on that one.
No, it's really? Am I supposed to? I'm gonna do another one.
It's supposed to be pretty hot.
Cause this one hit me quick.
Yeah, or maybe you're just not even knowing because you're already in chila.
I'm all sweating already. My armpits. Dude, it's good. I'm not just being nice, dude. That is good. I don't have a heat yet.
That's for your breakfast tacos, imagínate.
What would you put this on?
That goes on everything, bro. We even make green enchiladas with those.
Really?
Yeah, with that salsa. Instead of grating all the poblano and everything.
You know what? It reminds me of, like, I grew up in a border town, so a lot of my time was spent in Mexico. Mexico. A lot of my time was spent in Mexico. a lot of my time was spent in Mexico, and you know, we would go to the restaurants. I had the carne asadas. Most of them were out of garages, and they still are. The good ones are. And this is what they put on those little tacos, taquitos.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
I can see that for sure. Now, this you would put it on what? Like, what would be your go-to?
For me, that's a table salsa. You know what I mean? You bring out before, like, you know, like the appetizer. That would be on the table for sure for me. La rostizada, I like stuff like that. You know what I mean? Ta quemada.
I would go with fajitas.
Fajitas too, bro.
I mean, I'm sure like on any of them, like depending on whose flavor, like, you know, our taste palette. But for me, like, this would have to go with like fajitas or like steak. Rancheros, like huevos rancheros with steak.
Come on now. Dude. That sounds good, bro, right now.
Yeah.
And we just eat.
I know.
I can eat again.
I could do that for sure, man. This is definitely going on that. I'm going to go, Jennifer, I'm gonna make some huevos. Some huevos. No, yeah, that would be good. Like, awesome. Perfect breakfast salsa right there.
I usually, that's for tacos. Like bacon and egg tacos, for sure.
Bacon and egg tacos, yeah.
But the green one I always put on everything, bro. That's my go-to. Actually, I'll tell you what I do with the green one a lot. I get those French fries from H-E-B, the seasoned fries. Put them in the air fryer.
Okay, yeah.
They do un chingo de queso, a bunch of cheese, cotija cheese, fresco.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And then...
That sounds good. Dude, you know what? This one's a sneaky one. It's hitting me right now. It's hitting me. While you were describing that, my mouth was saying, dude, you're on fire.
Would you like another drink?
I might get another one. Well, I'm going to cleanse the palate. But, yeah, man. It was sneaking up. I was like,
I'm like, that one's supposed to be hot.
I was trying.
My mouth is going.
I was trying. While you were talking, I was trying not to go.
Well, you're going to do that on the next one for sure.
All right, let's move on to the
next one. You are.
But, dude, yes, this is good stuff right there. That one's more. I'm already.
Are you mad or what?
All right. The first one always has to be a dip because I'm that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at your eyes while I'm doing this.
You can't double dip the chip.
I like double dipping.
I do too. If it's mine, heck yeah.
Okay, that one's quick. That one's quick, but it has a little bit like avocado flavor. No?
Nada. Okay. So I don't put avocado in any of them. They stand by. They all have the sticker for creamy jalapeno salsa, right? But every single one of them stand by what the chile is. So there's no ingredient like that.
This one I can't. This one I can't. I cannot like. I cannot like wait till after you're done talking. This is how bad it is. Like, it's spicy, but I still want more.
Oh yeah, it's you keep eating it to not get the, because once it's final, it's final. Like,
Why do we do this to ourselves?
Because we're Mexican.
Yeah, but
no, we're Mexicanos.
We're Mexicanos, but why do we do that? Like the better the pica, the more we want more.
Porque poco de nosotros somos masoquistas.
Masoquistas. Yeah. It sounds sexy when it's in Spanish. Dude, I might be getting a little bit of a buzz too, just from how spicy this is.
That's so funny.
Dude, I'm sweating. But the initial flavor of it is so good. That's why we go back for it. Yeah. That initial flavor is so freaking good.
I don't like dipping into salsas that have, I like heat, right? But if it don't taste good, why do I just want the kick?
Yeah.
You know, I want that good flavor. And that's what I was doing the whole time, was trying to make sure that flavor was there and have the heat.
Mm-hmm.
That was my goal, to have that flavor and then to increase on heat.
Dude, I'm struggling. I know that's a good thing or a bad thing, but do you want me to struggle? Like, not me, like, per se. Like, do you want people to be like, dude, that's spicy?
Well, see, I have a very high tolerance in spice.
Yeah.
So that's why I created the Serrano, because the jalapeno, pues.
Yeah.
I like the flavor.
No, yeah.
But I like heat. I like it to burn. I like to be highway.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy it. My wife said, you're crazy. Why?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, my wife just is like, why do you guys, like, I don't understand. Like, it ruins your food. It's like, no, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It adds flavor. And I don't know what, maybe it adds a little bit of danger to it.
I live dangerously, bro. But I don't like the danger afterwards, you know?
Yeah, tomorrow morning it's a different kind of danger.
That's going to be dangerous.
But
that's a dangerous adventure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But
we should have started off with heat first and then gone soft, right?
No. Because then I wouldn't be able to taste it correctly.
Well, you're right about that.
Because then I'll be like sweating and dying for the last one. I'm like, no, everything's hot.
Now that one.
Oof. Yeah,
it's called Izzy's Red Dizzy for a reason.
Who's Izzy?
Izzy's my daughter.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's a spice, man. Yeah. I just spent 30 minutes talking.
It's named after my daughter. You can imagine her real name. I won't put it out there. But
No.
Izzy's Red Dizzy. That's what we call it.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's a good name. Well, let's get dizzy. All right. A great flavor on all of them already, for sure, though.
Now this one. This one is for your, my goodness. This one right here. This one's for your, hold on. For your barbacoas. This is what this is for. Barbacoa, all your, like, deshebrada meats. like your pulled meat. Mm-hmm. That's what these are for.
All right. All right, let's do the first, the dunk.
Cheers.
Oh my God, cheers. Here we go. Okay. I can see why it would be for pulled pork or pulled meat and like barbacoa. But.
That one's hot.
I went too hard too fast on that dip. I was trying to be cool, but no, I regret it.
So I am not a big chile rojo. I don't need chile árbol. I do enjoy it on my briskets and stuff like that. I do, but I'm green chile. Those are my favorites.
Dude, you know what? I'm a weird person that if you offer a red and a green, I'll put both.
Oh, that's awesome. A mix would be great.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But, like, I don't... I'm sure I'm not the only one. I feel like I've seen other people do it. But in restaurants, when there's a red and a green, I'll do the Mexican flag. The red and the green and then, you know...
Little sour cream.
The white in the middle, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just think it adds a different flavor. Dude, that is spicy. But it was good. Like, it was, like, a weird good, too, though. Like, I've never had that. I want to try it again, but it's, like, really spicy.
It's dangerous.
The initial flavor of it was different to where I couldn't pinpoint it. Like, where I thought this was avocado, even though it wasn't. Like, mm-hmm. I could, like, I felt like that's what it was. This, I've tasted, like, the burnt of it, the roast mm-hmm. of it. And this was definitely, like, you can see, like, the taste, like, the crema from in the jalapeño. But this, I've never had that flavor, and I don't know what it would be.
You've ever had chile de árbol?
Probably, that's why I never had it. I don't think so.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I mean, even when you said it earlier, before we started filming, I was like, tree? Like, what do you mean? I was like, árbol, are you saying, like, árbol, like, tree? You're like, yeah, man. I was like, I've never heard of them.
Yeah,
never
they're small little red peppers like that. Red, thin peppers, kind of like cayenne peppers, but they're not. They're not cayenne peppers.
I probably said, if I see a picture of it, I probably have seen it, but too hard, too fast. We don't check facts. But I'll put one up when we're recording, but or editing. I can't even think of it.
Yeah, bro. I always tell everyone, Izzy's Red Dizzy is the hottest one I got.
Yeah.
My brother was like, the Serrano's crazy. I was like, try the red one. He's like, nope. If the red one's hot, I'm not. I was like, no, I got to try it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I couldn't.
I dipped it and I was going too hard too fast, but I was actually trying to be cool and brave. And
you want me to get you something to drink, bro?
No, man.
Are you sure?
I'm gonna tough it out, man. I'm gonna tough it out.
Ahí viene el indigestion, ahorita el heartburn. Y mañana, pues.
That's crazy, though. People love this.
Love
it. Like, people love the spice. And it would be nothing to them. Like, oh, it's got a good kick.
And they'd be real about it. That's one of the big ones. Yeah. And these two, they're my suegra's recipes. And, man, bro, she nailed it on that one. I may not even make it as good as she does.
Really?
But, it's... I look forward to it.
Yeah. Does she make it in moncajete?
She has done some in moncajete. She does. Yeah.
I can see like this one.
Yeah, and she's done that one in a moncajete for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I can see that in a moncajete. Dude, I like all of them. I'm not going to be a huge fan of this one just because of the spice. The flavor is good. So people that like spicy, when they're out there.
Yeah.
This would be good for them because it's got a good flavor.
I
can see it for like barbacoa. That would be really good. Dude, I would. Okay. I take it back. Take it all back. If this was in front of me and with one of these green ones, I would put both. Knowing that this is going to burn everything from the top to the bottom. You know? It's going to go. It's going to fire.
Yeah.
But initially, like if I just see it by itself, I'd be like, no, I know the dangers of that one. And maybe I'll still probably dip into it.
Well, now you know, bro. You know, these are the ones.
I like to put myself in pain every once in a while. So I would definitely, even though I say I'm gonna stay away from that, I would still dip into it. But My favorite? Should I tell you?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
This one right here for sure.
Awesome. Yay.
Dude, no, it really, that grilled or the roastedness of it, it just kills it.
And you did mention that. You did mention that you like a good roasted jalapeno. You did tell me that earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, all right. And it makes things hotter. Like, why is it that, you know, you put it on the grill, you roast it up, and you bite into it, and it's spicier than it would have been.
So that's one of the secrets, you know, to making your chiles a little bit hotter. Mm. You know what I mean? But I will say I'm a sucker for a good jalapeño toreado. I love that. Sliced up, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. with some soy sauce and lime. Have you ever done that before? Soy sauce and lime. So what you do is you go ahead and you roast your jalapeños.
Yeah.
Slice them up really good, right? And they're going to be aguaditos, right?
Mm.
You throw them inside a little jar of, not a jar, but it's like a little cup of like soy sauce.
Yeah.
And throw some limon. And let it sit there for a while. Put it in the fridge. Take it out and put that on a taco.
Dang.
Put that on a taco, man.
That's interesting.
It's soy delicious, sauce. Bro.
So how long would you say in the fridge?
Just so it cools down a little.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just want to make sure the lime and the soy sauce kind of mix up a little bit. You can make a lime soy sauce juice type. It's still hot, huh?
Yeah.
It's going away. It lingers for a bit, man.
It's like it was going away, and then it's like, now I'm still here, motherfucker. and then it's starting to go away. So now I'm kind of tempted to go back into it, but I'm not going to. Mira nomás.
I'm not going to, but it's a little
bit less.
A little dipper.
Yeah, it's good. The initial one is still different, but
it's going to kill me in a little bit. But I'm going to try that soy sauce and lime.
Yeah, yeah, give it a
try. Well, mate, where'd you get that from?
From the rancho, man. Really? Yeah. I'm from the original EPT.
El Paso. But not the real EP. You got the original, but, you know, Eagle Pass. Everybody knows right now where Eagle Pass is.
So El Paso, to all my chucoteers, man. We all know that jalapeño toreado with soy sauce and lime. That's the way to do it.
None of this is that El Paso. Oh, what is it, that taco place?
Oh, Chico's Tacos?
Yeah.
None of these. No, don't get me wrong. Their green salsa is good. I dig it. You know what I mean? But
nah, man.
No,
you can definitely. This is a lot better than. This should be the new trend right here. I'll tell you that. This is Chico's Tacos. I don't know if that makes any sense. My mind is on fire right now.
He got you again.
Nah, man. This is good stuff. I really do appreciate you giving me the salsas and letting me taste them. And letting me give you my honest opinion, I felt comfortable doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, I know we're friends, but it's not always easy, like, putting yourself out to someone or to people to see what they think, and, you know, that takes a lot of guts.
No, I appreciate the feedback. I've been doing this for a while. I believed you were going to like them. You know, it's not tooting my own horn. I just really... I stand by what I sell, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm a fat boy. You got to trust the fat
Trust the fat man. Yeah, never trust a skinny cook.
Yeah, exactly. And but it took me a while to get all these down, you know what I mean? And that's, I love doing it, bro. I love doing it. I want a HEB. Here we are. Just letting you all know.
And they always say, oh, we're like the people, the Texas people. Oh, you know, what do they say?
I'm from Texas, originally El Paso, but I'm here, so.
Well, I mean, El Paso's not really Texas, but.
It really is.
No, I'm kidding. I like going to El Paso, so don't beat me up. I'm just jokes.
It's more like El Paso, California, huh, guys? We got that gangster mentality. No more gangster.
Chucotown. No, man. I think for sure. What's your plan right now for the salsas, like in the near future?
Well, my next plan this year, you know, I'm still crawling no matter what. I would love to get to HEB, selling the stores. Literally selling the stores like they do on the weekends.
Yeah.
I truly think they sell themselves, man. You know what I mean? I'm just there to, I'm the guy who's, I'm an extrovert. Yeah. So I do, I do say, come on in, get your salsa. I do all that, bro. That's me, man. You know what I mean? And I try to be funny with it. And I have a slogan for it. If it ain't Rev Rage Creamy Jalapeno Salsa, it ain't for your panza. You know what I mean? And I say that out loud and proud. And people are like, what? They try it. They dig it. They walk away, but they come right back. Yeah, I've seen it time after time. They walk away and they come right back and get not one jar, but two jars. You know, it's so crazy. And how long does it last? 3.5 to 4 weeks in your fridge. You know, once you buy it from here, make sure you put it in your fridge. There's no preservatives. I don't have any of that in there. It's always fresh. Always fresh. I try to make it to order. I haven't found any kind of preservative that I want to put in there that doesn't change the flavor. That changes. No. I don't want it to change the flavor, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So once you add those things, flavors change. That's not what I'm trying to do here.
Dude, that guy's coming back. dude, that would be cool. I would love to see that at HEB's, in the HEB's. The pop-ups, you know, definitely. They're the thing to do. Some say that would probably be the next best thing before like big stores.
Yeah, I've done a couple.
Well, you've done
a couple of them.
So I can see you totally like killing it with this. This is awesome. I'm glad I got to taste them. Where can people find or order?
So right now it's just on Facebook and Instagram. I did have a friend, Lauren. She's a videographer. And she made me a little commercial, man.
They're nice. I like them. She did. Wait, the ones that are already on your Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, She did a couple stuff. She did some stills, and we worked together, and we created a little commercial for it. You know what I mean? And that's it, you know? I'm letting it do its thing, man. And I do get people call me, DM me, and they're like, hey, man, can you get me a couple? I had a buddy, shout out to Will Dub, from Reggae Sessions Radio. At what is it? Goodness, don't quote me on the radio station. I'm so sorry. I was just there.
I don't listen to the radio. I'm a podcaster. Radio, I'm coming for you, vatos. Just kidding.
90.1. 90.1 FM.
I just bleeped it out because, you know. No, I'm just kidding.
Select the Wheeled Up, ordered some, man. And we got some other buddies in the reggae scene that love salsas, and they do their thing, man. So, yeah.
What's the Instagram, Mato?
Instagram is Rev Race Creamy Jalapeno Salsa. Nice. You can't. There's two of them out there.
But there's only one salsa for your pots.
There's one Instagram that was hacked. Dang. So it's the newer one. I don't know how you can tell. They have the same names, pretty much. Really, like. But look for Rev Race Creamy Jalapeno Salsa all the way through.
Or we can start off with Rev Music.
Oh, yeah. Rev Ray Music, and it'll take you there. Also, where do you want the podcast to go here?
Wait a minute.
So I also have a shirt brand that I started up. It's called Los Hijos Prodigos. This is the shirt line. It's a brand. The slogan is G'd Up from the Feet Up. It's based off my faith, man, with God. G'd Up from the Feet Up comes from Ephesians 6, which is the armor of God. And, I got some new designs coming out soon, and we're hitting the ground running with that, and that's going to be a good thing. I like to buy shirts from a place called Servants. They're from California, Cali, and Con Dios. It's another brand, and because I like those shirts so much, and I'm like, you know what? Why not make my own? And I was going to do this with Gio at one point, and I know he's busy. He's doing his thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, so. Yeah. I said, you know what, because he's so busy, bro. I was like, I'm just going to do it, you know? And we had ideas together and what have you. And now I just hit the ground running and I started doing it, you know? So that's where we're at.
Yeah, man, I forgot about your shirts. I like the old English style, you know, kind of shirts. A little bit like cholo, but, yeah, you know, with a good message.
Yeah, that's the whole vibe. It's the demographic is for the XXX guy, the guy who's been... X'd out, bro. Yeah. You know, who's now back the Apostle Paul, the disciple that had testimony to give. Like that's what this is all about. I didn't always have this kind of story, you know.
Yeah,
I was not who I am today, a long time ago, and a second chance, man. And God always picks those those guys inside the trenches to become his disciples. And that's what I'm doing. That's the message I'm trying to bring, you know?
It's hard to say right now, like, that I can't see you other than Rev Ray. Like, I see, like, calm, soulful. Like, I keep going to that. But I feel like for a person to get to that level, there has to be a lot of darkness that was...
Yeah.
You know, not for maybe not for everybody, or a different kind of darkness for everybody, but something to get you to this, you know, state of mind.
I've earned my stripes, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't... someone told me, you need to quit being a lion cub and be a lion.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Lion cubs are always ready to roar to prove themselves. A lion just sits back and watches pride do everything. You know what I mean? He's laid back in the cut. But when things have to pop off, he's there. My wife hates it I say this. I'm saved, but I'm not soft. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a prideful thing to say, but it's the truth. Like, I'm going to protect my cubs. I'm going to protect my wife.
Yeah.
I'm going to protect what needs to be protected, right?
Mm.
But I don't forget who I am, who I was back then. That's why I am who I am today. You know, and I'm always trying to reach out to that tough guy, bro. God, there's so many now, you know what I mean? That someone wants to fight with me, bro. I'm like, you want me to pray for you, bro?
What? Start praying right now.
And they're confused. What? I'll pray for you, but come here. Let me pray for you. No, bro. No. Okay. But that's the kind of guy I am these days, man. There's nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
Prove unless,
I got a big smile.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, the thing, like, where I'm getting at is, like, a lot of people can get to that state of calmness in a sense, like, without, but very few can do it without faking it or without, you know, it's definitely a struggle to get there, like, naturally. You know, I don't know. Hopefully that makes sense, but I kind of feel it. Like, you know, people can read the BS, you know, and just knowing you, seeing you, and the way you carry yourself, I don't see that with you. I see the true. Like, you know, I went through something to get now where I'm at. You know?
Oh yeah, bro. My wife has gone through the trenches with me. She doesn't know. Well, she knows my story because I've explained it to her, talked to her about things. And so are my friends and family back in El Paso, you know what I mean? Mm. And she's from there too, but, and I knew her uncle. I know certain people that she knows, and she's just like, wow, you know? And so she's seen me grow, bro. She's seen me in my addiction. She's seen me become sober. But the things that she's gone through with me alone, just with her, we're going on 9 years, bro. You know, full through since dating. Like, we're gonna go on 4 years married in May and 9 years this month. But in those 9 years, man, there's been so much growth, and she can tell you this guy was a different guy, you know?
Yeah.
I took a program called PTO. I have to plug that in. PTO, it's not a Sable, but it's a program that did open my eyes to a lot of the junk I was carrying and who I was as a man before. And that's the only ultimatum my wife has ever given me in all of our 9 years. You take this program, and if not, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dang, she believed by it. Bro, we volunteer for it. We've been volunteering for it for 6 years straight. And it's work to volunteer. We don't get paid for it. We love to help people change their lives through the program itself. So I took the program three times. That's how much junk. And I'm sure I still got more.
Yeah.
But to take it three times, each time it's 6 months.
Like, you have to go somewhere?
You go to a class. Different meetings. You go to a class once a week for 2 hours, and you hit some hard points in your life, right? And then at the end, there's a retreat. And that retreat is amazing, bro. I will not explain what happens in that retreat, of course. Oh, bro, it's the most beautiful thing you'll ever experience. And I recommend it to everybody. So City Church PTO program, if you guys are interested, check it out. If you guys are wanting to get rid of any junk that you guys are holding on to, or wonder why you are the way you are and can't fix it, this is that program for you. So I recommend it to everybody.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's why you see what you see, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And, you know, it's a work in progress for all of us. We're never done.
No, bro, never.
Never.
Goodness. Hasta la muerte.
Yeah, dude. But now again, I appreciate this. I appreciate your what's it called? I don't know what the word is right now. I'm getting the feeling, like the after effects right now. No. like your sincerity. Like, oh, I said that last time you were on, like, very sincere, very, like, you're very honest with your truth. And, I appreciate that.
Thank you, man.
I appreciate your hospitality, bringing me in here into your home.
Yeah, bro.
We shared dinner together. That was cool.
Yeah, we break bread, bro.
That was cool. That was definitely a first for Too Hard, Too Fast. And it doesn't go unappreciated.
No, for
it's,
sure,
it's,
bro.
It's real nice. And I appreciate you sharing this with me, too.
Thank you.
I hope for the best for this, dude. Whenever and forever, you're always welcome. We can do this anytime. I feel like there's more stuff we can dive into. I'll go a little slower on the salsas next time, because especially on this one. You know, you bring that guy all anytime. I'll devour it. These two too. They can come along and tag along. But this guy's gonna kick my ass. but they're good. And for anybody, definitely hit you up. Because these salsas are good, man. We're not even just talking mess. Not just because you're my friend or anything. This is just good stuff.
Thanks, man.
But with that said, ooh, this guy came back. He heard me talking, he heard me talking mess, so it came back. With that said, we've gone too hard, too fast. Rev Ray, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it. We went too hard, too fast, man.
Definitely did, dude. And I appreciate it too much. That doesn't make sense. But with that said, dare to be you, dare to be weird. Bye.
Bye.